Thank you, Don. We're going to have to pick up the pace here just a little bit. In the next 10 minutes, I'm going to talk at a high level on these seven Delta Pine class of 18 varieties, which is a large class for us. You can see we had, particularly around the Bolgard 3 launch, the five of those seven are Bolgard 3 Extend Flex varieties. Talk just a few minutes about each of those. We also released in the class of 18 one new NR variety, RKN resistant variety 1823. It's an earlier maturity fit for markets such as the North Delta, and then one Extend Flex only variety that of course is a West Texas fit. Just to start out with the 1820, the earliest of the B3XFs, as you can see the description here, early to mid, semi-smooth leaf. It is bacterial blight resistant. It has moderate resistance to vert. Yield is competitive to improve versus checks. I'll show a little bit of data in a second. And excellent fiber length, micronair, and strength. Our breeders have continued to do a great job in bringing great combinations of fiber quality and yield. Best fits for the 1820 is the northern markets, northern tier in particular, upper mid-south, upper southeast, as a companion to 1518. And then, of course, in West Texas, the northern high plains and rolling plains as a companion to Delta Pine 1612. Just to hit a couple highlights on performance, you can see 1820 running similar to very strong performing varieties like 1518 and ahead of 1522, but I want to highlight the fiber length and the fiber strength, a definite step up in fiber length compared to 1518 up to a 1.23, so pushing that 38, 39 to almost 40 staple length and a strength of 32. Looking at the data in West Texas, again, very competitive yield to 1612, but a definite step up in fiber length over both the 1612 and the 1522 for the West Texas market, and in an early to mid, and bringing Bolgard 3 to that market. So moving on down the list on the Bolgard 3s, 1835, which was tested, as you can see, as a 16R338, mid-maturity, semi-smooth leaf, broadly adapted. This line is probably the most broadly adapted out of these Bolgard 3s with good performance all the way from South Texas through the Carolinas. But really its best fits probably in the South Texas to lower mid-south. And does show improved fiber length versus the Delta Pine 1725. So just a couple of comparisons here in South and East Texas, a step up over 1725 in that market with similar fiber length in that market. Again, 1646, it yielded equal to a good bar a relatively high bar that 1646 is set in the South and East Texas market. So I think it's going to be a product with a Bolgard 3 where growers in the coastal area and upper coast of Texas are looking for more options on bollworm protection, and Bolgard 3 is going to be in this product in particular be a good choice there. Lower Mid-South, similar yield to Delta Pine 1725, and in this set of tests, not a lot of data from this data pool, but looks like it's going to be equal to or slightly better fiber length compared to 1725 and yielding very close to 1646 yield in that market, not quite to the 1646 fiber length, but still at a good point at a 120 fiber length. Moving again to the third product here on Bolgard 3s, Delta Pine 1845, tested to 16R341. Excellent yield and quality for Texas and the lower Mid-South. The one thing that I think is really a strong attribute of this variety is the fiber properties are right in that range or even slightly improved over 1646. Bacterial blight, this product brings moderate resistance, moderate tolerance to verticillium, and its best fit is going to be from South Texas, lower parts of West Texas into the lower Mid-South as a companion to Delta Pine 1646. So Delta Pine 1845, looking first in South and East Texas, compared to 1646, the second to the bottom set of tables, a few pounds behind, but again, a very strong yield bar that 1646 sets there. and 1845 about one staple length longer, and a step up about two or a little over 2 fiber grams, protects fiber strength better and lower micronair. So a great combination of quality for that market. And moving to West Texas, again, similar yield to 1646, slightly or very similar fiber length and good fiber strength in the West Texas market. So moving to the last two products, particularly those that fit the southeast to the Carolinas, DeltaPine 1840, tested a 16R343, mid to full maturity. It is bacterial blight resistant. And I think probably what we're going to be looking at here is a product that's going to have similar growth and a replacement for a product like DeltaPine 1538 with a significantly improved fiber length, mic, and strength compared to 1538. So here's the data roll-up from this year in 2017 for the Carolinas and the lower southeast. You can see improved yield over both DeltaPine 1639 and DeltaPine 1538 with a definite improved fiber package. 2 to 3 staple units longer compared to those two checks, lower micronair, and improved fiber strength. So I think it's going to be a great combination for that market. I think the other good product for the southeast through the Carolinas is going to be the DeltaPine 1851, which was tested as 16R351, more typical full season type maturity, smooth leaf, excellent combination of yield and fiber that we'll look at briefly here in a second. Bacterial blight partial resistance, so I think it's going to give a level similar to probably higher than what we see in currently in DeltaPine 1646, and again the best fit in the southeast and in some of that full season market in the lower mid south. So looking at the Carolina and southeast data first compared to DeltaPine 1639, definite step up in yield over 1639, improved fiber length. Micronair definitely down to get us out of that high mic risk, compared to also to a check like Phytogen 333, similar to better yield and similar fiber package. So again, a couple Bolgard 3 options in the 1845 and the 1851 for those two markets. So just to finish up the last two varieties that are outside of the Bolgard 3 advancements, the NR selection that we advanced, like I mentioned, an earlier maturity, DeltaPine 1823 NR B2XF, early to mid, semi-smooth variety. And as an NR variety, we see what's very typical in those varieties is excellent late-season plant health, improved fiber properties in fiber length and micronair compared to a check like 1518. PGR management is going to be important for these, and particularly the market fit is going to be the Mid-South and Upper Mid-South in particular. So compared to a couple of checks that fit that market well, running very similar to those in broad testing across NR or RKN and non-RKN, you can see yielding similar to 1725 and 1614, about a staple unit longer than 1725, similar fiber package or fiber length to 1614. And lower micronair compared to those two checks. Data I didn't take time to put in here. We have seen a nice bump in yield in those RKN scenarios. The last variety I'll mention here in our class of 18 is DeltaPine 1822 XF. It's a herbicide only, as you can see from the designation. Early mid, semi smooth. Excellent fiber properties that I'll highlight in a second, and both bacterial blight resistant and moderately resistant to vert, and as you would probably expect, its best fit is going to be in West Texas. So compared to a couple of checks that are becoming very common in that market, 1612 in the bottom table, 1646 in the top table, again, our breeders have done a great job moving us up to that bar, or keeping us or moving us to that bar where 1646 is on fiber length, and very good yield performance there, a step up over the fiber length in 1612. So to summarize, the class of 18, these 7 varieties, 5 of which are Bolgard 3s, I think it's important as we respond to the warm pressure that we've seen in recent years, and then the NR variety and one herbicide-only ExtendFlex variety in the class of 18. At that point, I'm done. Thank you for your time.